Hello, and welcome to the final showdown of Season 3 Trivia here on Your Mom's Podcast, the only podcast that's worth walking out on a date with one of Degrassi's coolest girls. I'm Caroline.
I'm Avis.
And today we are joined by our two previous winners, Leslie and Crystal, to duke it out for the championship spot. Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm looking forward to some more questions with numbers in them tonight.
You are getting that.
You're getting some numbers, you know. But it's not all numbers. I think it's a reasonable amount of numbers.
Okay. All right.
Caroline, though. So we've got some familiar haunts here. But we're gonna have a good time. So same deal as last time. We are going to take turns with the trivia rounds. Caroline is going to kick it off for you this time. And it's going to be four rounds of five questions. And we are going to decide who starts it off by picking a number between where are we at now? Because we didn't...
It's going to be 20 to 30 now.
We're keeping moving it up. All right. I love it. Because I got to pick a new favorite number each time. But is it you or is it me?
It's me.
It's you.
Because I'm starting us off.
You're starting it off. All right, go on.
And yeah, it's the same four rounds of five, 1 point per question, multiple choice. If you get it wrong, it passes to the next person. Okay. Just hopefully some of the questions are a little harder this go round.
We're hoping
for
more passes.
Right. Too many what?
Oh, I was just hoping for more softballs like last time. Way like too easy.
Yeah, you just those easy tosses. Like, yeah, we want you guys to pass. We want you to be stumped.
Give up. All right.
I'm hoping at least one of you cries.
Okay.
And it begs to be ejected from the competition.
All right.
For fear of dishonor on your cow. But no.
All right, I got a number. Crystal, you want to hit me with a number between 20 and 30? 21? And Leslie, what do you got?
27.
Girl, you are right on the nose.
Ooh.
So Leslie's going to kick it off on our first round.
Mine would have been 26 or 27.
Stop copying me because I was choosing between those two, too.
Nice.
Yeah, I was going to say 6 or 7 are my birthday numbers, so I typically, but yes. All right. Let's go.
All right.
Cool.
What song is Marco playing in the Christmas variety show? Silent Night, O Little Town of Bethlehem, Greensleeves, or O Holy Night?
Ooh, O Holy Night?
I am sorry, that is incorrect.
All right.
Crystal, do you need those answers again?
And the question again.
Sorry. Yeah. No, you're good. What song is Marco playing in the Christmas variety show? Silent Night, O Little Town of Bethlehem, Greensleeves, or O Holy Night?
Is it... Sorry.
No, you're good. Take your time. Sorry.
Yes.
Silent Night, O Little Town of Bethlehem, Greensleeves, or O Holy Night?
A.
I am sorry, that is incorrect. The answer we were looking for was Greensleeves, which I think... I couldn't remember the Christmas Carol title for that. What child is this? I know sometimes. Yeah. Too late. Okay. All right. Back to Crystal. What is the name of the woman that Tracker Cameron brings home at the start of Gangsta Gangsta? Susie, Lucy, Sadie, or Wendy?
Sadie?
I am sorry, that is incorrect. Leslie, do you need the answers again?
And the question, please.
Yep. What is the name of the woman that Tracker Cameron brings home at the start of Gangsta Gangsta? Susie, Lucy, Sadie, or Wendy?
Susie?
We were looking for Wendy. Okay, I guess I did make it harder
Caroline
this time around.
Caroline is coming out with some stumpers.
Great.
I'm going to call you Caroline Stumpa Monroe.
I don't even remember being Wendy.
Back to Leslie.
All right.
During Emma's flashback to the time that she met Shane, she drops a ball and Shane stomps on it. What color was the ball? Red, blue, green, or purple?
Red.
That is correct. Leslie is on the board.
All right.
Right? Like, let's, yes. Visuals.
Yeah, exactly.
Crystal, what is the name of Snake's doctor? Dr. Kapoor, Dr. Suresh, Dr. Moragoda, or Dr. Sengupta?
Dr. Sengupta?
I am sorry, that is incorrect. Leslie, do you need those answers again?
Yes, please.
Okay. Do you need the question or you got that?
Is the question Joey Jeremiah's doctor's name?
Snake's doctor when he's
Snake's
got cancer.
Snake's doctor, right, right, right. Okay, yes.
Dr. Kapoor, Dr. Suresh, Dr. Moragoda, or Dr. Sengupta?
Moragoda?
You are correct.
Yeah.
Two of those, I was like, if people watch the same TV as me, this will be easier. Because Kapoor is Kelly Kapoor from The Office. And Dr. Suresh is the like doctor in Heroes. Who also plays a doctor in The Office.
Never seen that show either. Isn't in Mean Girls, isn't his name Kevin?
Kevin Napoor.
Napoor. Okay, I thought Napoor. It rhymed. Napoor.
Crystal, I don't recommend Heroes. It could have been great. It really, truly could have been great. It had so much promise.
The writing
season one was so good, but the writer's strike.
Yeah, that show and Friday Night Lights both really suffered because of the writing
strike. I remember Friday Night Lights. People were really like over the moon for both those shows. They have like cult followings.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, and like as much as I would love more Pushing Daisies, I'm glad that they didn't try to like, because Heroes just like had three seasons after the first that were so subpar.
Mm-hmm. Was Heroes on actual TV or was it like a Netflix thing?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think it was a Fox thing.
NBC maybe? Anyway, it was one of the big cable networks.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I have two kids and they used to hog the TV, so I didn't watch much TV. I just used to watch streaming networks, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it was on Netflix. I don't know if it's on Netflix anymore.
Yeah, they rotate.
It might have gone into their respective streaming hosts. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They might have gone to Peacock or wherever the hell.
Maybe they just let it go somewhere and die like they should have years ago. I'm going to die mad about Heroes. I'm going to die so mad about Heroes. First season, Save the Cheerleaders, Save the World. Like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
You never get it back.
We can't get that back.
Hayden Panettiere is a treasure too. So,
such a treasure.
That was a reason I almost watched the show for Hayden Panettiere. Hayden Panettiere.
Same.
I mean,
except
to be
when
fair,
she tries to crump.
When she tries.
There's some kind. There's an endearing Nate, and I mean the. I don't know. There's an endearing point of view in there for me. It's like
cringe.
I will watch media for a very minor part. I watched like five seasons of Army Wives for like six episodes of Ashanti. and she had a damn good arc, but I was waiting. I was like, where'd she go?
I know, I love Lauren Ambrose is how I finally suckered you into Yellow Jackets. Aren't you glad
I did? But she did not tell me that she's like not until like the second season. You're like, I'm just gonna
No, I know. I spent the whole first season being like, where the fuck is Lauren Ambrose?
I'm here, but then I stayed for everything else. So if I had been like, fuck you, I'm leaving because Lauren Ambrose was promised to me and she is not here. But no.
Well, you know I wouldn't lie to you about show. Claire well, fucking yet. Fisher.
Because if it was like a show that you have to camp out for, you know, almost two seasons to get to the good stuff and it's not good, I'd be like, Caroline, yeah. You lied to me.
Yeah.
You're making me suffer.
Is Lauren Ambrose the chick from Can't Hardly Wait?
Yes.
Okay. That haircut.
That hooking up with Seth Green. Thought I watched that last summer. Well,
that's just an honest mistake.
You know what else we watched recently that held up way better than I expected it to? Like, it's definitely problematic as fuck, but Not Another Teen Movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
I haven't seen it in a while.
The best of that era of like parody movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love the parody genre. It's so fun. Especially right, that era, but yes. We always
we got one last question.
Oh, we almost done this round.
And it is for Leslie.
Hi.
Leslie, right. Where is Shane McKay's group home? Stouffville, Scarborough, Smithfield, or Summerhill?
Stouffville.
Nicely done.
That episode particularly upsets me because they didn't get the original actor.
Me too, Leslie.
Why bother?
And they changed his characterization. I was very upset about this.
Yeah.
As a lover of junior high.
I mean, that doesn't necessarily, like a TBI can progress and what have you.
Right. It just seemed like they'd reduced his character to be infantile to the point where it's like, even his teenage self seemed older than they had that grown man acting.
Yeah.
To me. But I just also think that the actor was just like, yeah, no, I'm not digging this.
Yeah, no, that's definitely what happened.
Yeah, I'm not
you might have thrown me off of a bridge. Never really specified. There was a bridge involved. They found him under one.
Like, yeah. Just like a bridge. Acid. The math. Like, no, I'd actually like to know what happened.
Yeah.
There are a couple of things that could have happened in that scenario. Yeah, they don't, the 80s show just does not give us the answers we really want to know. But yeah.
Well, Linda Skyler is still alive, so that's on our side.
Answers can be garnered. Yes. All right. So we are done with round one. Now we can slide on into round two. And is Leslie starting off again?
No. It's Crystal's time. I'm always... It goes back and forth.
All right, girl. You know I'm going to be asking you again.
So Crystal's going to start both your rounds.
Oh, that's easy. Yeah. Okay, thank you. All right. So Crystal, what kind of video game are Snake and Craig playing when Snake passes out? Skateboarding, street racing, surfing, or snowboarding?
What are the answers again?
Skateboarding, street racing, surfing, snowboarding.
Street racing?
That's not correct. Leslie?
Ooh, snowboarding?
That is the answer we were looking for.
Ooh.
Yes. I am the master of the slide.
I knew it had to be one of the slaloms.
Oh yeah.
What?
I just
the moguls.
Yeah, I couldn't remember which one it was, but I thought it was they're Canadian, so
right.
But they lean into that a little bit.
Fair. You're like, I've got to take their Canadian-ness into account.
Yes, they do. So
fair. All right. Leslie, what class is Craig heading to when Emma asks him to skip?
Okay.
English, art, gym or science?
English, art, gym, or science?
Yep.
Art?
Correct.
Okay.
It's like, you're not going to make me scared. I want to go to art class.
Yeah, I was like, wait, I think it was the one he was like, I actually kind of don't want to skip this one.
Right, like this is like the one class.
Yeah. Because he's a photographer sometimes when he's not a musician.
Yep. They're like, remember back
when he was talking Angela.
Like back then when, you know, his dad stuff. Yeah, like that's relevant. So like, hold on to that. Because he's going to come back up briefly.
Stalking and conspiring to kidnap.
Yes. True. Yes. That's very serious. That is, got to tack that on because I feel like that's important.
Why did we not make that boy, like put that boy right in therapy the minute he got into our home, Joey Jeremiah?
Because Joey is just wanting to get the band back together and trying to chase after Caitlin of all people instead of trauma informing himself in his home. But it's fine. It is what it is.
It's fine.
We've got to take it. We have no choice. All right. All right. So we are going to Crystal. What is Sean's final media immersion grade? This is a numbers one. 57, 59,
53, or 55? I want to say 53.
Correct. Yes.
Crystal is on the board.
Because I knew it was like 53 or 59. I knew it was one of those.
Yeah, I was like, you have to think about it. Is it a three or is, because for me, I would have said five. But I'm like, I remember thinking in that scene that, damn, you just barely, from a 47, I think, or a 49 he goes to a 40, to a 53, he just barely scraped through. Wow. I actually don't think that's a D in my score. I think that would have been an F. I think 60s were D's, 70s were C's. I don't know what grade scale, but you would have failed that shit, Sean. All right. All right, we've got a point for Crystal. Yes. Okay, going to Leslie. Okay. Where is Ellie's dad? Kabul, Herat, Asadbad, Sharon. I'm so sorry if I butchered that third one. Y'all know I tried.
I think it's Asadabad.
Like carne asada. Asadabad. Probably.
I didn't give you the hard to pronounce stuff on purpose, I swear.
It's fine. I know you did. I love a challenge. You know I don't look at this beforehand.
Was he in Kabul?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he was.
Woo.
All right, and this round zipped by. We are on our final question.
What?
Crystal, what modification does Sean suggest Jay add to his car? Piggyback ECU, forced air intake, chassis bracing, a full catback system. Car stuff.
When I tell you I spent too much of my day today
getting legitimate
Googling racing mods.
The way that I admire, because you could just tell me a series of automotive sounding shit and the way I would believe that that's a thing you could do to your car.
But then there'd be one person who listens who'd be
like, no, no. Like,
very inaccurate. You could not modify your car that way.
And that's why Caroline is thorough. She's in it
for the answers again.
You can surely have those answers again. Yes. Piggyback ECU, forced air intake, chassis racing, a full cat-back system?
I'm going to go with B.
That is not the answer we were looking for. Leslie.
Which one did she guess?
B.
Which was?
The forced air intake.
Okay. Which is a good guess because that's what he's doing at the beginning before Sean's like, you should do this instead.
Yeah. So that was mentioned in the scene.
Okay. What were the other answers?
We've got piggyback ECU. Mm-hmm. Chassis bracing.
Uh-huh.
A full cat-back system.
The cat-back system?
That is the answer. Yep.
Yeah, but I was debating between those two also because they're both mentioned, the forced air and
yes,
the cat-back.
Yes. I like the way you think. Very good. Because the multiple choice is helpful, but it can also, kind of throw a monkey wrench in your thinking sometimes. So
also an automotive term.
Ah.
There we go.
I know like two.
Is that the kind of wrench that Towers tried to hit Sean with?
Maybe.
I was gonna say like the squeak, like the
yeah,
slightly off frame, trying to like smack him. Like, why did you guys give this man a moment to shine? He clearly had something to say. He clearly had.
He had something to say.
He had something to say. We will never know.
So coming out of round two. Leslie has the lead with 7. Crystal is on the board with 1. But we have 2 more rounds. We got Final Jeopardy. Anything can happen. So on that note, let's come into round 3, which is the Leslie round. Yes, okay. Yes. What is the name of the tent city activist that Ellie interviewed for the Grapevine? Andrew Lefton? Andrew Loftus, Andrew Larkin, or Andrew Lister?
Ooh. Andrew Larkin?
I am sorry, that is incorrect. Crystal, okay. Do you need the question again?
Yes, and the answers, please.
Yep.
Okay.
What is the name of the tent city activist that Ellie interviewed for the Grapevine? Caitlin also interviewed him. They talk about it in her interview. Andrew Lefton, Andrew Loftus, Andrew Larkin, or Andrew Lister?
What were the first two again?
Lefton or Loftus?
B?
Loftus? I am sorry. We were looking for Andrew Lister. Don't feel bad, though. Ellie couldn't remember his name either.
I was going to say that,
either.
But I was like, no, that didn't sound good.
Ellie was like, oh, yeah. Sorry.
Ellie had a lot going on that day.
She had a lot.
I always do that. Like, I say, I'm thinking of one, but then I'm like, no, that doesn't sound right. And then I go for a different one.
Mm-hmm. You gotta trust your gut.
Yeah, you gotta go. Always go with your
first.
That's
how I am with quizzes too. And stuff yeah. When I was in school.
I was a horrible test taker. Me terrible, too. Terrible. Anxious. Horrible mess.
I could kill a test. I just didn't want to do my fucking homework. Thank you very much. I was like, I would be solid A's and B's on tests. But my homework was like, I was lucky if I could carry a C on my homework grade.
Yeah. I was like, good in science and history, but math and English, forget it.
Oh, that's funny. Just math and English, because I was terrible at math and then everything else was fine. It was just math where I was like, and then they started putting math and science and I was like, I'm out. But, before that, I was good. Like, early high school science was fine because there was no math. But,
yeah.
Yeah, different brains. That's funny.
All right. Back to Crystal. Jimmy and Terry have been friends since grade 7, grade 5, grade 6, or grade 4.
What are the options again?
They are grade 7, grade 5, grade 6, and grade 4.
Grade 6?
I am sorry, that is incorrect. Leslie, do you need those answers again?
I'm going to guess grade 4.
That is also incorrect. Grade 7.
I'm about so
we
to
see quit. The begin. Okay. We see the beginning of their on screen.
That's what this- I was gonna say, but I was like, no, yeah. 6.
Yeah. No. Well, we actually no. We see we.
They've been friends.
They've
for
been
a year.
For a year before we see them,
which
a
makes year. Sense because it's pretty we early see them in the year grade. That
yeah.
It's pretty early in the year that we have the mating game where Ashley and Jimmy have their 8 months, and she's gonna give him the ultimate gift.
For oh. Right. Yes.
If you yeah, take so it. You're such a fucking dumbass sometimes. What is an eighth grader going to do with a Ferrari?
Spinner didn't think a lot of things through. There were a lot of things. Not
no. Kicking it back to Leslie.
All right.
What is Melanda's homeroom? 9G, 9K. 9F or 9E?
Oh, if this is not a Caroline question, I don't know what is. Melanda, who is mentioned more times than she is actually featured.
Yes.
Yes, but Melanda. Chris explicitly says her homeroom when he's ordering her flowers.
And it is, can you list? Can you repeat the question? Yep. I know the question. Can you repeat the answers for me, please?
Yeah. So they're okay. All 9. I'm not going to say 9 4 times in a row again, if that's okay with everybody.
I suppose.
I can. No, because it might be helping, like, hear the line. Okay. 9G, 9K, 9F, or 9E?
9G.
I am sorry. Oh, that is incorrect. Yeah. Crystal, you need those answers?
Yeah, one more time.
9G, 9K, 9F, or 9E?
E?
I am sorry, it was 9F.
9F as in finangled.
Infidelity?
I don't know. I was going to say, I wish it was F as in stumped.
Yeah, exactly.
And fucking Caroline. And fucking stumped.
Yeah, because when you said her name, I was like, I don't even remember that character's name.
I was thinking, I needed a parenthesis, like, Chris's girlfriend whom he cheated on with Emma.
That's,
I mean, I gave context.
You did.
And I'm always happy to give, like, some level of, like, this is what's happening when we get this information.
Very generous.
Back to Crystal. At the start of You Got the Look, the Spirit Squad and soccer team are returning from a victory. What was the final score? 6-2, 10-4, 8-3, or 7-1.
Boy, I wouldn't want to be y'all right now.
What were the answers again? You said,
yeah, 6-2, 10-4, 8-3, or 7-1.
A?
Yes.
Correct.
I was like trying to think of like
board.
Yes, yes,
nicely
yes,
done.
Yes, I love.
Finally, another point.
All right.
These rounding are out. Not easy.
I don't fuck around.
No, you haven't. No, you have not fucked around once. No.
Rounding out this third round, Leslie, what card game are Paige and company playing when Toby crashes their lunch table? Is it euchre, pinochle, rummy, or cribbage?
It was euchre, I believe.
Correct.
Always have to Google how the because it always reminds me of spades when they're playing it and they're like, many games derive from that same thing. There's a family. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not going down a deep dive or the rabbit hole of card game lore and shit. I'm not doing
Nobody up here plays euchre, and it makes me really mad because I fucking love euchre.
I would be willing to start some Degrassi tangential euchre thing. If you're, you know, teach me how to play this thing.
Very, very niche.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like it.
Do you like Degrassi and euchre? In our club.
Do you happen to like these two?
Did your bubby teach you how to play euchre?
Well, come on down. We've got no place for you to do this because there's probably not a virtual host. But no, let's get on to the final round.
Let's get on to that final round. We are coming into round four. Zoom. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, Crystal. It's going to be hard for you to win this episode. But I don't think it's impossible.
Nothing is impossible.
We're looking at 2-8. So you'd have to take all 5 questions and kill Double Jeopardy. But
yeah, I don't think I'm going to.
Nothing is impossible.
Really bad.
You just believe.
Believe in yourself. That's the place to start. You got to listen to your heart and listen to the beat.
I do not think that I have this in the bag at all. I'm still like ready to. I'm like
Leslie's like heavily doubting herself over there.
I'm like chugging my electrolyte drink. Like, I'm so,
like the nerves are nervous. I'm just like breathe. Like the last time I played, I was just fine. Like now, I'm just like
the pressure's on.
Like, towards,
the
stakes like, the are end higher, of the night, and I'm tired, and I'm just like,
are you having a good time though?
Yes, I am.
That's what's important. That's you know, worst case scenario, you get a sick prize pack in like a week of some cool merch.
Of some cool merch. That is the worst thing that we can, other than this trivia in itself, is the worst thing that can be done to you, you know?
Yeah.
But it's fun.
Out of worst best thing, right?
Out of curiosity, and I feel bad, Leslie, because you won when we only had a few stickers, so there just weren't choices when you won the caption contest as far as sending you fuck them kids or not. Leslie,
right?
Are your boys of an age where, like, if we send you the Miss Kwan fuck them kids sticker, you're not going to be upset by it?
Who, me?
Crystal, not Leslie.
Oh, yeah, I was going to like, because you both have children, but this won't.
Well, they probably won't see it, but.
Right, will they take offense?
I won't, like, throw it around them because, like, they, like, if somebody swears, it's like, yay, knock it off. And I'm just like, you know what, just stop. But.
They are indeed.
It, so I'll hide it.
Yeah, they are indeed those kids.
It's for
kids
me, not
that,
them.
Right? The sticker's talking about. So maybe.
I am sometimes. You know,
if you see the sticker, you say, you know what? Manuela Santos was pregnant at 14 and she had to get sick and she had to use the bathroom and Miss Kwan was so mean.
so mean.
And then by then, they've already like trailed off because they don't care anymore.
They're like, wait. There's a story behind this sticker.
Well, like, I just have to say, too, about that scene. I think, you know, there's some bad acting in Degrassi, but I think there is some really phenomenal acting in Degrassi, but that please is far and away. Like, it's so perfect.
It's like someone reached down in her, like, who coached?
Into her soul.
Like, Quad was lucky she didn't get, like,
puked on,
like exorcist style vomited. Like, that's what it looked like. The vomit that she was about to vomit was so forceful that it was taking over her whole life.
It wouldn't have, early pregnancy vomits usually just bile, so it wouldn't have been that bad.
But, like, that's what she's like, I don't know what's happening, please.
or at least it was for me. I don't know. I was just, like, bile all the time.
Oh, that sounds like your juice. Oh, no. I hate the taste of stomach bile. It's the worst thing ever. Sorry, my face. Sometimes I wish I could screenshot her faces. So people would know that when there's a silence, I'm making a face and not... just trailing off in a thought, but like sometimes I can only emote via a face. Wince. Like, I don't have a word for it.
Wince, cringe.
There we go. So right, this is an audio medium.
We are not recording. Degrassi and Drake's on. My oldest is like, that's Drake. And I'm like, yeah, that's Drake.
Yeah, they let you guys know about him. Right. They told you guys he's on here, huh? Now you guys, that's all you can say.
Yeah.
Always been annoying, but it is somehow so much more annoying now when you're like, something Degrassi, the show with Drake?
Like,
why?
I wasn't a big sure.
Like, yeah, big and his character him. Sucks, and his acting sucks in the sucky character.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to go into it, we can. And again, we can keep talking until you don't care anymore.
Yeah, I think this point I feel comfortable saying this is a Drake slander podcast. We tried not to take that stance,
but sometimes this is a Jimmy, like, one, I feel like one time it's been a Jimmy stan account. Like, we love him and Marco.
Yes.
We love that. He was just like the gold star of friend. Like, he earned his gold friendship star that day. But generally it's fuck him, you know? Cause like, what is he really doing but hating on the sidelines? Cause he can't get in.
Calling Ashley a slut.
Don't talk to me, you slut.
Slut.
With this whole chest in that. Wait, and I, of course, I see the clip out of context. It's like, you really want me to just, what, you expect me to just walk away? I'd do it myself, if I could.
Jimmy's got some solid lines, and he's got a few times that he shines, but by and large, I can do without him, and I can do without Drake.
I won't even say after a point. I could just do without it. He can give Marco what he needs, and then he can go away.
The only, like, Drake media that I have purposefully consumed since, like, he first came out was the I'm Upset video, and I wouldn't have watched it if it weren't a Degrassi lead.
He's unfortunately everywhere.
I know.
I can't imagine that's going to be the case much longer.
Oh, no. It's kind of like to the point where I got to go through my playlist, guys. There's a lot of songs and artists that I just need to kind of just
You purge. Can block an artist on Spotify. I recently blocked this.
I have Apple Music, so I don't know what I can do other than
this.
Yes, you can block them on Spotify, but I need to delete because I don't need all these Drake album cuts on my phone. I'm gonna be honest.
Every time I hear him upstairs listening to Drake, I'm like, turn it down. I don't want to hear it.
Not in my house.
Computer over the TV downstairs.
He's like, you're gonna hear what I'm playing. I'm bumping Drake up here. I feel like I think it's just over. I think we can quietly say.
Well. Question was this, Leslie, I feel like you'll know. His latest response, his latest thing, his weird Hey There Delilah remake. Is that a response to Kendrick or is that a deflection?
Probably, you know,
the latter.
Yeah, my guess would be a deflection, but I don't know.
That man's got going on.
Because I kind of love the idea of Kendrick being like trying to strike a chord and it's probably A minor and Drake's just like, yeah, well, here's a rewrite of Hey There, Delilah. That's
yes, that no one asked for and no one needed.
Yep, no one asked for, no one needed, for sure. Yeah, it's probably a deflection, but yeah, I don't know.
When best someone
of luck to that man or whatever.
I have a question. Who is Kendrick Lamar?
He's a rapper.
I'm not up with like these.
Yeah, he's more of like the like authentic rapper, whereas Drake is the pop rapper.
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar is like from Compton. One of his albums won a Pulitzer Prize.
Mm-hmm. He's very,
very, very skilled,
very
writer.
Very well spoken, yes. Like, mm-hmm. Literally, there's videos about this, my favorite diss, Not Like Us, because they literally break down all of the double meanings in his, or triple meanings in some cases, in his words, in his lyrics. He's very smart. He's a very intelligent man. He's smarter than Drake will ever be. And I don't think that anybody's
disputing
that.
I'm smarter than Drake will ever be. And I didn't
know. We're all smarter than Drake will ever
be. Like
we could all probably write.
Early 2000 to like 2010 rap. I don't listen to any of like.
Yeah. Well, and Kendrick is one that like.
He would fit kind of in the 2010s. He came out in like 2000. His popular singles and stuff like 2000. Like 2009. I think his first one was,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, but he's right. Definitely somebody,
but he got
that
his first
by and
single
large
with
you
Drake,
have to
though.
Listen to intentionally.
Yeah, you have to right. You have to kind of seek him out. His work is some so of us. It's not all good. It's not all good, but a lot of it.
Yeah.
A vast majority of his albums you can play.
Leslie,
and I would
is that
say it's very good.
Wallpaper or sponge painting behind you?
It's wallpaper. I'm in.
I
Cleo's
love
room.
It.
Thank you. I installed it myself. It's the time that has the it's like sticky paper basically.
Nice.
That shit is not easy to fucking work with.
It's not
Leslie.
It's not.
That will
it's
take your
easy.
Life. Yeah, it's not. It's like a piece of tape. If you fuck it, you got to start over. You really have to have a good hand with that
yeah.
stuff.
Luckily, I mean, not luckily, but we were Joni was pregnant and like the beginning of COVID was the mm-hmm. third trimester. So we mm-hmm. had nothing to do but stay at home.
Oh, and yeah.
Just,
yeah.
So this was like, I have an entire day to put wallpaper up. I have an yep. activity.
Right?
Nice. That's a meaningful thing to do.
Oh. I did not make a sourdough starter, but I did put up wallpaper.
That's impressive. Well, and everybody was making sourdough starters. I didn't see a lot of wallpaper talk.
There we go.
Right. All right. I think it's on me, isn't it? To
it
lead
is.
Us into the final round. We broke okay. down our leading in scores. We're at 8-2.
Okay.
Correct?
I got faith in you, Crystal.
All right.
Call me George Michael.
Call me George Michael too. You got faith times two, and Joey, I'm sure, is maybe in there with so faith times three. Joey's always down for some faith.
Jimmy is not, though.
Jimmy is solidly not four down for some faith. Sorry. All right. Crystal, what is Snake's middle name? Rupert, Reginald, Roger, Riker.
Is it Rupert?
It is Rupert, correct. It just some things just sound right.
I know. Archie Rupert.
All right, Leslie.
Okay.
How does Sydney ask Craig to turn the Christmas tree? 30 degrees clockwise, 30 degrees counterclockwise, 15 degrees clockwise, or 15 degrees counterclockwise.
Well, I really put my foot in my mouth when I said that last question was a Caroline question because
You keep being, you're like,
I try to at least keep the answers easy and not, you know, be like two different options clockwise or counterclockwise.
Okay. I'm going to guess 30 degrees counterclockwise.
I'm sorry, that is not the answer we are looking for. Crystal.
That's okay.
I'm fine. Leslie's like, I'm really fine with it. I promise you.
I'm fine with not knowing this one.
Yeah. Would you like the answer?
And you call
again,
yourself
Crystal?
A Degrassi fan. Yeah.
I know. I need to watch Holiday more times.
No, nobody
needs to watch Holiday more times. Personally,
I
need to watch it less, Leslie. So many fucking times. All right, Crystal. I am going to repeat the answers for you. 30 degrees clockwise. I'm going to eliminate the guess that Leslie just did, which was 30 degrees counterclockwise. 15 degrees clockwise or 15 degrees counterclockwise?
A?
Yes, it is A. 30 degrees clockwise. You threw them
so
off
so far, Crystal.
You threw them off with the counterclockwise, but I mean, yeah, Crystal, you're hitting, you ain't missing, you know. Even when they're not your, you know, your hits, it's like a good job. All right. Crystal. Sheila has hands steady as a surgeon from 10 years of filleting cod where? Grand Banks, Peggy's Cove, Old Pelican, Advocate Harbor.
What are the options again?
They are Grand Banks, Peggy's Cove, Old Pelican, or Advocate Harbor.
Would you guys like a context clue of like where we find this out?
Is it when she's about to give Archie a haircut?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Is it A?
It is Grand Banks, yep. All right, yep. Get it, girl. All right. Leslie.
All right.
Ellie has a poster of what as a focal point in her room? What is with... Damn you, Caroline.
What?
Triangulum galaxy? Hockey stick galaxy? Andromeda. I don't know that. Andromeda galaxy. I'm trying to sound it out over here and shit. Or Milky Way galaxy.
Okay.
I can totally repeat those if you want.
Okay.
Would you like me to repeat them, Avis?
No. This question. I know how to say it right now. But damn you. Could have picked a different one.
No, it's not like most galaxies have easy names like Milky Way and Hockey Stick, okay?
To be fair, I never dove that deep. There are so many galaxies out there and I'll never know the names.
Yeah,
there's
I spent my morning Googling them.
Okay, can I hear these galaxies again, please?
Absolutely.
Fabulous.
Triangulum Galaxy? Hockey Stick Galaxy, Andromeda Galaxy, or Milky Way Galaxy?
I think I'm going to go with Andromeda.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Crystal?
I'm just going to guess Milky Way.
That's a good guess. It's Milky Way. That's a solid guess. All right, so we've got our final question of the round. And it is going to Crystal. Crystal, what channel is Caitlin's show on? CQJH, QZTV, CVQX, or TQNZ?
B?
That is not correct. Leslie, would you like the answers again?
Yes, please. Yes.
All right, so we have got CQJH, QZTV, CVQX, or TQNZ?
A?
It is A, CQJH.
All right.
Which so is letters like a you weird fuck with, numbers name. You don't.
Yeah. I was going to choose either A or B, and I chose B, and I knew it was one or the other.
But TV would make more sense, though. Yeah. Like, I don't know, like, what is that? What does it stand for? It's literally just the logo of the, like, on, at some point, right? On a sticker or some shit?
It's like, on, like, bands. It's in Caitlin's office. We see it a lot.
Like, what the is this a radio station or a TV station? Like, why is it named that? I don't know.
I really thought for a minute there that Crystal was going to take the whole round.
So I thought you were running it. You were coming, like, you were
I
coming
was, like,
in hot.
I was, like, yes, I love an underdog like you, story.
Like, you tell your Caroline's, like, you got to take all five. And you're, like,
she's like mission
I don't
accomplished.
Know if I can do it. But you takes all five.
Mm-hmm. You don't so have I'm, to like, take all five.
To, like, remember, like, what you said, like, in the order. And then I just guessed.
Guessing you did great that round,
You did, yeah.
You went from... Was it one or two? You went from two all the way up to six. Leslie got that last point, so she's at nine. But depending
on,
I mean,
much, yeah, that's much.
You're gonna have to bet high and hope Leslie doesn't bet high enough. But going into Final Jeopardy, you could come out the winner.
Yeah, definitely. Final Jeopardy is the great equalizer. We will see who comes out on top if you know. Depending
so
on the question.
Head on over to the chat. The Riverside chat.
Yes. Little
there it is.
Bubble icon.
And type, but do not yet send what you would like to wager. Leslie, you have 9 points to play with. Crystal, you have six. This is going to be a question about me and Avis.
I'll just do that to be on the safe side.
Okay, Leslie, you want to send your wager in? Okay. So Crystal has wagered two. Leslie has wagered zero.
Okay.
Your question is, and keeping in mind, we are talking about our adult selves and therefore our age-appropriate adult crushes. Mm-hmm. Who are Caroline and Avis's number one Degrassi crushes? So who is my number one Degrassi crush and who is Avis's? Type, do not send.
I think Caroline's maybe a little bit more overstated on the show than mine is, but mine does get mentioned. She gets some play, and I don't think that's a spoiler alert because I'm gay. But I don't have that Final Jeopardy music, guys, so we ain't gonna do that. It's a free thinking environment.
Just gonna randomly choose.
Okay. Leslie, are you ready?
I have an answer in the text field.
Okay, Crystal, you have an answer? All right, go ahead and press send, guys. Manny and Craig. Okay, so I think we misunderstood the assignment. So I'm going to give everybody a second chance. I was a Craig girl. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I was also a Sean girl. You're both right there. But we are talking about our present day Degrassi crushes. So like we're talking adult cast. We're not talking the kids. Like,
yeah, we've talked about our adult cast crushes on the show.
And you know, I'll say,
like the adults, like Jeremiah, like Joey and them.
Right, right. Yes. Joey, teachers and parents and parental figures.
And yes, and girlfriends and
okay,
boyfriends things okay. like of that nature okay. that are older. They're adults in the show.
Okay.
Okay. Oh,
Now that's harder.
A little bit. But your pool is a little bit smaller. So if you think about season four and like...
And they're people that we know currently. These aren't people...
These are like, not... Yeah, these are characters. These are people that have storylines and that we've talked about. And we're like...
That we've seen on screen.
That we've seen on screen. And yes. But they are adults. the brains are really working over there.
Yeah, the gears are squeaking.
Yeah.
I wonder if like anybody who's like listening to this 2 weeks from now is sitting there being like
yelling.
Are you guys no? Yeah, I mean,
we'll see.
If I would love that. That would be awesome if you guys.
Okay. I don't know that.
Out in the listeners.
I'm just guessing.
Make it.
Do you have something typed, Leslie?
I do have something typed.
Okay, yes. go ahead and hit send, guys. Okay.
Okay.
So you both? Okay.
I love it. I'm just so upset. So it's like what does so that mean? Close. Well, can we do an equalizer? Because they both. What does that mean?
We can. I mean, we're gonna have to think of it. I think we make the rules.
Okay, so I'll just say it. Well, the answer, though, right?
I want to read their answers. So Leslie got her first one right.
Yes.
Joey's girlfriend that wasn't Caitlin. Coach Armstrong named
Sydney.
Coach Armstrong is a good guess. I do have a crush on him, but he is not my number one Degrassi true love.
Okay.
Not
Crystal got that. Tracker Cameron.
It's Tracker.
Wow.
And yes, and Crystal, you thought for me it was Caitlin, which.
The other one.
It's the other one.
Sydney.
Sydney, yes, is her name. I'm like, justice for Sydney because she's bad.
Okay, I don't know.
Right? which. Because, like, do we have any...
We didn't have any backup Final Jeopardy questions. Are you texting me one?
How does that work, then? We each got one right.
Yeah.
How I mean...
That... Right.
I think Crystal gets a point. Leslie wagered nothing, so she loses nothing. Does everybody feel okay about that? Okay.
Yeah. That's how we feel. Okay, then, yeah, because I didn't have one. I feel like we'll build up lore in seasons from now. Like, we don't.
So that brings us to a respectable final score. Leslie coming in with 9, Crystal with 7.
Nice.
Yes.
All right.
Games were played hard.
Yes.
And fiercely.
Numbers
were guessed. Educated guesses were made, and I think that the your guesses are on point, Crystal. Like you're
and that's pretty solid. You know, out of 20 questions, you guys got 16 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, my questions don't fuck around. So that's, I think, pretty solid.
They do not. High
five, Crystal. They were definitely harder this time around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
they were. Crystal, they were.
If you could shoot us an email with your address so we can send you some swag.
Yes.
Okay. And Leslie, it'll be a little bit before season 4 wrap up. But we'll reach out probably a month before we're ready to so that you've got time to, and it'll just be a little longer than that if you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
And we won't need a tech test. We shouldn't, because you'll be on the same equipment. As long as you're chilling out in that corner of your daughter's room, I think that they'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
It seems like a quiet corner to me, so we're good.
As long as she's not in it.
Right. Well, yeah. It's like, Sam's, it's like,
I want my Barbies, damn it. Sam's
the child. Yes. But no, I feel like that literally, Caroline, we're saying, oh, it's going to be so far. It's going to be so far away. No, it's.
It comes faster than anything.
Faster than we think, but
we also relive season 4.
It's a good one.
It's a good one, and this, like, getting through the episodes of season 4 is going to be great. But the wrap up is always a really fun time. So, yeah, makes it. This was I'm loving trivia. Trivia is a great addition. I'm glad, like, at least it's fun, and now we have something to offer the runner up instead of just. Thanks for being here. Now you get something get to look forward to something in the mail that you did not buy.
Crystal, who's your main Degrassi ship?
Right, that's helpful.
Well.
Or like top few or favorites.
Yeah. Or even character. Do you have a favorite like character?
My favorite male character Spinner.
Okay.
Interesting. Got it.
And my favorite, female, I would have to say Nanny. And I started to grow on Alex.
Yeah, I love Alex. All right. We can work with
that. Yeah. We'll get some good stuff out to you.
You guys didn't ask me, but I'm very much a Liberty Towers truther.
Oh, right?
So. Yes.
Oh, man. Should we make Tiberty Crazy Kids stickers?
We do need to. Yes, we need to make Tiberty Crazy Kids stickers.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Because for me, that's where it's at. Jibberty? No, I'm taking Tiberty all day long. I'm taking Tiberty all
Tiberty.
And I also like Sean too, but I like Emma and Sean together.
We have Emma and Sean, right?
Mm-mm.
Or no,
we got Sean and Emma Tracker, and we have Emma.
Sean and Ellie. Sean and Ellie. We have Sean and Ellie.
Mm. You should do something with Sean where it's like just eyebrows.
Eyebrow merch is the line, the eyebrow line.
This school ain't big enough for all these eyebrows. But then I made, and I think I'm going to revamp a poster for the Great Degrassi Eyebrow Wars of 2001. And it's just going to be Jimmy and Sean.
And I like you saying of 2001 because.
Because then you don't have everybody popping you don't in have to tell you saying, everybody else that has Stiles? Eyebrows.
Where's
Declan?
Where's Declan? Which, I mean, fair, but like there will be eras of it, like there are eras of this show. But no, I think that's great. I think revamping will be very fun. But we do need to work on the
eyebrow merch more.
There's so many meetings we have to have. And now we have to put a merch meeting on there, not like a merch like a merch development meeting. We're just two people.
We're just two crazy pasta kids.
Mitch trying to make it in this crazy pasta world and business.
Thank you guys so much for giving us your evening, or I guess Leslie, in your case, your afternoon.
Yes. Yeah, time no differences. Yes, it was a pleasure.
No problem.
And. Fun
because yeah, I was not so the fun. One doing any of the thinking. But
yeah. You guys did really well. You guys and you Leslie guys suffered through season one or season two trivia, and it's like yes, still beta did. Testing.
You were there to buff out the kinks for us, Leslie. Oh, yeah. We appreciate your pain in that endeavor.
Of course. I will suffer for art.
Avis, do you want to bring us on out and we can let these ladies go?
I sure do, but what's coming after this? We're going straight into season four.
Remember? I keep forgetting we're doing that. Oh gosh.
We're just trudging forward with Evie.
Okay.
We're crazy kids.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Your Mom's Podcast. Join us next week where we will be kicking off season four with Ghost in the Machine.